Tommy Ladnier had been a standout figure with the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra for a moment. He had been with the Sam Wooding Group that had gone very far afield into, I believe, Northern and Eastern Europe and Spain in the middle part of the 20s, and had been crossing paths with the very international pathway of Sidney Bechet during this period. And the two of them were in the same place at the same time to make some music in 1932. And it was marvelous, distinctive sounding music that we're still listening to. That was the original version of the New Orleans Feet Warmers. Bechet went off into the big bands and played with Noble Sissle's group. Tommy Ladnier didn't really do that and actually ended up in the kind of backwater, if I may say so, of a place upstate on the Hudson River called Newburgh, New York. And in 1938, he had to be fetched from that spot to make a record date that was trying to grab hold of some of the essential musicians of the New Orleans sound. So they looked for Tommy Ladnier, and somebody said, you go find him up here, and he could be brought back to make a record. That was good news, but it wasn't quite as good as the performance that he turned in on stage at this concert, and you're about to hear those performances, which turn out to be some of the very last in the sadly truncated career of Tommy Ladnier, who died early the next year. So it's a special treat. Tommy Ladnier and Sidney Bechet together, Papa Joe Jones on drums, Dan Miner is deputizing out of the Count Basie Orchestra, and also deputizing as a special added attraction for this concert was another founding figure, though not from New Orleans, in the New York style of early jazz, and his name is James Price Johnson. He was professionally known as James P. Johnson. He's the composer of, among other things, If I Could Be With You 1 Hour, the couple of tunes that Louis Armstrong and Billie Holiday sang together in 1949, and a lot of stuff in between, including his most famous composition, which was the showcase for the stride piano style of which he was a master. That piece is called Carolina Shout. And in the middle of the New Orleans Feet Warmers set, we're actually going to insert that Carolina Shout so you can hear James P. Johnson, accompanist, accompanist, soloist, and then accompanist. So we kick it off with Weary Blues with the whole New Orleans Feet Warmers, then Millenburg Joys, same band entirely, and then break away to James P. Johnson playing his solo, and then back to the Feet Warmers for I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate. That full band again, Sidney Bechet plays soprano saxophone, Tommy Ladnier the trumpet, Dan Miner trombone, James P. Johnson piano, Walter Page on bass, and Papa Joe Jones playing the drums. Thank you. You just heard music from Sidney Bechet and the New Orleans Feet Warmers from their Carnegie Hall appearance during the concert event that was called From Spirituals to Swing. That concert is our focus tonight on the special Christmas night edition of programming of jazz on WICN. My name is Ben Young, and I'll be with you until midnight with some more of the same great sounds, but first a recap of what we just heard. In that set, a piece called The Weary Blues, then The Millenberg Joys, that's Jelly Roll Morton's music, or Millenberg, if you prefer that pronunciation for the New Orleans geography. Then a solo piece for the pianist, Carolina Shout. The composer played it. His name is James P. Johnson. And then I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate. That's a piece that came from New Orleans Heritage and was played by the same sextet, the New Orleans Feet Warmers, with Sidney Bechet playing soprano saxophone, Tommy Ladnier on trumpet, Dan Miner, borrowed from Count Basie's group, on trombone, as were the bassist Walter Page and drummer Joe Jones, and the pianist through that whole set, James P. Johnson. We're going to enter now the very last set that was billed on the concert and hear music from Count Basie's orchestra, and this mirrors the sounds that we opened our evening with tonight. The first piece is 1 o'clock Jump, and this was a set of blues choruses that Count Basie made such a hit with that he adopted it as his theme music. Then Swingin' the Blues, as we mentioned earlier, it's an eye-opener to hear double-length choruses of improvisation by every soloist within this piece. And then to a piece called Blues with Lips, which needs a little explaining. Lips refers to a man called Oran Page, who was a great trumpet player. And like Henry Bussey and others before him, great trumpet players tend to be called Hot Lips. And so it was that Lips Page was the contraction of Hot Lips Page. So Hot Lips Page, as he was professionally known, was, I guess his nickname got truncated one notch further, so he was just known as Lips to real insiders. So Blues with Lips is referring to the fact that the Count Basie Orchestra did not, at this point, regularly have Lips Page as a member, but it had back in Kansas City in 1934. So this was a big deal for Hot Lips Page, who had gone off on his own as a professional and was working independently, to make this reunion and jump back in with the Count Basie band. He was not in the program. He was a special added attraction by a special release from his management to make this one appearance where he solos on trumpet. It's the Count Basie Orchestra, and Hot Lips Page jumps in on it. And the last piece from Basie's orchestra is a thing called Every Tub, which might as well be the last piece every time. In this case, it's a great chance to hear Lester Young, Sweets Edison, Count Basie at the piano, the leader, and the other tenor player, Herschel Evans, to do some of the great things that they've done in the studio recording of Every Tub. Here it is live from the stage of Carnegie Hall, December 23rd, 1938, and you're listening to it on December 24th of 2023. Thank you. was music from Count Basie and his orchestra as the climactic event of the From Spirituals to Swing concert that happened on December 23rd of 1938. You heard four pieces, the 1 o'clock jump in a short version, the Swing and the Blues piece in a version that's longer than what you're used to, and then Blues with Lips that has special augmentation in the trumpet section. Four trumpet players held seats in Count Basie's orchestra at that time, and added on to the group as the fifth trumpet man was the guest star, Hot Lips Page. Then Every Tub closed it and closed our listen to the December 23rd From Spirituals to Swing concert 85 years ago last Saturday, I guess. Ben Young with you tonight, all the way up until midnight. May it have been a glorious day for you, and may it be a glorious night as well, and especially for those who are kicking up their feet with no work to go to tomorrow. We're delighted that you can join us and bask in the glow of some extraordinary music that happened in a turning point in jazz history. The turning point has to do with bringing black music to Carnegie Hall. Authentic performers who were pioneers and were major figures within their disciplines, but those disciplines weren't particularly well respected in New York City on major concert stages until this moment. And this is owing partly to the ingenuity of John Hammond, the producer who brought these talented people together, and partly to those talented people for whom it was a crusade and a breakthrough for them just to report to duty in racist America in 1938. And they shone brightly on stage at Carnegie Hall.